Guardian of Empire, Dragon Empire Book 2. Written by Kylie Chan and read by Jennifer Valetti. Night had fallen and the warm breeze was soft against my skin. The white sand shimmered beneath the phosphorescent sea, splashing where my dog Endicott raced around in it. The Cat invasion fleet was clearly visible above the horizon. 64,000 ships in a formation like a many-legged starfish glowed against the sky. In a few months, they'd be close enough to the dragon homeworld to drop out of warp and attack it. They hovered in the sky as if they were taunting us. No communication except for light could go in or out while they were in warp, and they were ignoring all our attempts to talk to them. We had to be ready to defend ourselves when they dropped into normal space and tried to destroy the Imperial capital the way they'd destroyed so many of Empire's member planets. Only humans could use chili as a chemical weapon to incapacitate the cats. Rogue cat ships regularly attacked Empire planets, and we humans worked together with the dragons to knock them out with chili and return them to their own sector of space. The fleet massed in the sky was the largest the cats had ever sent, and once we'd dropped them home, it would take them 3,000 years to return. Hopefully, the distance would discourage them from trying again. We had to stop them before they destroyed the Imperial capital, then moved on to attack every other inhabited planet in the Dragon Empire. Endicott ran to me, her tongue flapping from her huge grin, then raced back to splash in the shallows, snapping at the small breakers.
"My dragon spouse Noriko didn't want me to go to Nilitas, but I went anyway,"
Snapclick said. Its three pink mantis-like bodies, each a meter and a half tall, squatted at the edge of the paving next to the sand. Grey dragon scales gleamed on the sides of its three heads. The cliques were reproductively colonised by the dragons 1,000 years ago.
"Noriko called me in to intervene when everything went bad. When she arrived in their system, the first alien the Nilitas people had ever seen, it brought their long-standing conflict to a head. It was a close thing. I arrived just as they were about to detonate their mutual destruction devices."
"And you talked them down?" I said. "After 10,000 years of war, you actually did it?"
"I did," Snapclick said, and rubbed its front pincers together with pride. "Saved them all."
"But at the cost of transforming all of them to dragon scales," I said grimly.
"Now that humanity has made the new pact with the dragons, this will no longer happen, dear Jan,"
Snapclick said, its voice softening in the translator.
"At least they are alive. You should come visit them. They are very beautiful, like your birds."
"I can't visit anywhere. I'm stuck here," I gestured towards the cat fleet glowing in the sky. "No rest for me as long as that is there. I live my life from attack to attack, never knowing when I'll be called to fight."